If people were born ethical, there would be no need for commandments, treaties, rules, and contracts. But ethical behavior is not instinctive. It has to be learned. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg continues her Tuesday series on ethics in the household of a very large family in Virginia.
Jasmine! Erica!
Ethics begin in the home. This one in Fairfax County, Virginia, has an ample kitchen and a long dining table.
Well, wash your hands.
Over the years, 16 children have lived under this roof, 6 in short-term foster care, the rest born or adopted in.
Thank you.
The 1970s house is attractive, nothing fancy, but there are 8 bedrooms for Jim and Janice Narrow and all their children.
Starting with the oldest.
Micah.
Josh.
Veronica.
Lucas.
Judith.
Jessica.
Jeremy.
Joey.
Jasmine.
And Erica.
Presiding over the brood, Jim Narrow, 58, retired military. He says he passed up some serious promotions in favor of family togetherness.
Watch for dinner. Hot roast. It's just the 6 of us today, so...
Janice Narrow, 57, was a special ed teacher, sometimes for children who'd been terribly neglected. I can't rescue all these children, Janice thought, but we can have a major impact on a few. Through adoption and a mix of affection and clear, consistent values.
Have your boundaries where you know this is the right side and that is the wrong side, and live it.
Thinking about last week when Jasmine messed up and...
Jasmine came at 15 months as a foster child. Eventually, the Narrows adopted her. 8 now, Jasmine's mess up was pushing her sister in an argument and then lying.
You gave her, actually, what was it, 2 days of...
All in a room. That's a good example.
Yeah. So she had, you know, a day in her room, and then the next day she was also not supposed to be able to go out and play, and one of the neighbors was having a backyard picnic.
Jasmine was allowed to go to the picnic, but she had to stay by her mother the whole time.
And there's Jasmine sitting there, looking very pretty and not all that...
Happy. And she took it, and it was tough 2 days, but she stuck by my side through a party. But, you know, they know.
Janice and Jim Narrow have been married for 34 years. They're Catholic, from working-class families in Massachusetts. Right. They've known each other since 7th grade.
Our kids come to the table. We'll show you.
For the last 22 years, Janice's mother, 81 now, has lived with them and helped with the kids. Janice says that's her secret weapon. The Narrows' 3 biological children are grown. They're adopted and foster kids. A rainbow mix of races, backgrounds, attitudes are, in Janice's word, a calling. Raised with love, lessons in negotiation, and lessons in what is not negotiable. Okay, I'm the 11-year-old, and you have told me I can't have the what? Tell me something that I can't have.
You can get new athletic shoes, not $150 athletic shoes.
Okay, and I say to you, every single friend of mine has those. This is not fair.
Gene, this is not fair. I don't know if I've ever heard that one before.
Nowadays, it's easy with this family, because all we would have to do is, if that happened at this table and some of our older kids were here eating, they would laugh. And say to the kids, 11-year-old, don't ever use that excuse. They don't take that excuse. They don't care what anybody else does. So we don't have to even deal with it now.
I love the idea of everybody weighing in around the table, though.
Oh,
you know,
I love
Hillary
it.
Clinton says it takes a village. You've got the village.
I know.
But outside of this house, you can't feel confident that the village is fully in support. Now, one of the things you do as a result of that is you go looking to make the right village. You know, you pick the school, you pick the church community, you pick the set of friends.
Yeah, but you know what? The real world ain't like that. So where are they getting from you the skills to go out and find something completely different, which they will?
There are lots of other parents out there who think like we do. And so when we can create circumstances in which that's our circle of friends, they see that this is not the family of the weird. And hopefully what you're doing is you're building in them a sense of bedrock values that they can make reference to when they do have to make choices of their own.
This is a house with armchairs made for story reading, wide enough to accommodate several young listeners. Plenty of photographs, one of the whole family, Jim and Janice in the center, surrounded by a garland of children. It's also a house, like all houses, with problems that have seemed insoluble. The Narrows' faces tighten when they talk about Jeremy, 10 when they adopted him, with his 12-year-old sister, Jessica. Now Jessica's getting a special ed degree and thriving, they say, at 21. But Jeremy, 19, no longer lives at home and is a work in progress for his parents.
He would get me so frustrated and angry by his, you know, unwillingness to conform to fundamental rules of honesty, integrity, and concern for, you know, other members of the family.
Did he steal things?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And perhaps still is doing that. When we see him now and he tells us something, it may be true, but it may not be. And if something turns up missing in the house, we might be concerned that that's why.
Oh, boy, that's really tough.
It is hard. Mm-hmm. It is hard, and the balance comes from, you know, this is our son. This is our son forever, and hopefully Jeremy knows that. You know, our arms are open to him, and yet our morals are firm, and you can't lose one to get the other.
What we can't do is say, well, other people are required to tell the truth, but because Jeremy has a tough background, he's not held to that.
Shirley, you had times with Jeremy when you wanted to throw your hands up and say, oh, that's it, I've had it with this kid. Or did you?
No. No.
Yes.
No.
Throw your hands up and say, I've had it. Yeah, we've done that any number of times. In the sense of, you don't belong here anymore, or I'm not committed to you anymore. No. When you do the adoption and you say, you are now my son, you're still my son.
Family commitment is forever. And Jim and Janice Narrow say it can be catching.
The phenomenal thing is that you see sometimes 2-3-year-old children giving to the babies unconditionally. They are truly brothers and sisters. They would defend them to the death. Mm-hmm. And their hearts are growing. I mean, they're learning from what we do because it's not just we that are doing it. We do it as a family.
That's why she's playing in the sun, Daddy.
Do you know that it's her 5-month birthday today?
Yeah.
A visit to Jim and Janice Narrow's house is like a long soak in a sunny spot. You come away with new perceptions of what family life can mean. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
Doughing it?
It's still hot.
Yeah, these are not so doughy. You like the ones not doughy, right?
Yes. I like the doughy.
I know you like the doughy ones.
Next Tuesday, Susan's series concludes with a story about blowing the whistle at work and getting famous for it. Other stories in this series are at npr.org.